Good wife.
Look, you're right. I don't have a plan. Let's just drop this, okay?
He told me to drop it. Anything said in voicemail doesn't count.
No, you know what? I'm not just dropping this. You want to know my plan? My plan is I love you, okay? If none of this makes sense to you, just ignore it. I need something on Dr. Randall Booth. We need to kneecap him. Anything you want, Mr. Brown.
Hello? Hey, Alderman, it's me. Hey, what is that? You having a party?
My daughter's preschool graduation. Is this about the cash?
Yeah. Yeah, the $50,000. So what, do they have preschool graduation these days?
Preschool, grade school, Sunday school. Celebrate every second of a kid's life.
Yeah, Lindsay wants to have a kid, but I don't know.
2518 minimization.
2518 minimization is a 30-second break in the recording required by law for when a phone conversation turns personal. You're probably wondering why we're asking you to indict only one of these men today. The simple reason is this man is dead. Royce Crombie was a bundler, a man who solicited money for politicians. When Mr. Crombie found out that this grand jury had been impaneled, he took his own life. So we are asking you to focus on this man today, Matthew Wade. Now, I know many of you may recognize him, Detroit Pistons 2000, but I still need you to judge him purely as a politician, a corrupt politician.
Thanks, man. I thought you were supposed to distract me.
This is distracting you.
What, distracting me with vowels?
You gotta protect those knees, old man, from Marion.
Looking good.
Who's that?
Tammy.
I don't know. So you really were done, huh? Moved on from your schoolyard crush. How'd you meet her?
She's an old friend. I told her to come down here to watch me whip the ass of the great Matthew Wade. Here we go. How we do?
Nothing yet. We're hearing they may come back tomorrow.
Tomorrow? You're kidding.
No.
Kalinda thinks she can find out more when the clerk comes out.
Okay, keep me in the loop.
How is he?
Better than I'd be.
You're a good friend, hanging with him.
No, in Chicago, you need your friends three times. It's your wedding, your wake, and your first indictment.
Blake's here, just arrived.
Good, have him help Kalinda.
Yeah, actually, I don't know how much those two help each other.
Look, as long as they don't kill each other, the competition's good for the firm.
Dr. Booth is still in the hospital. Sorry, that's the witness that you put in a coma.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, when did I do that again?
When you broke into his office to find evidence for our antidepressant case and the good doctor surprised you.
Right. That must have slipped my mind. Because I thought I broke into his office, I found the evidence, I accidentally left the door open, and then some unknown assailant beat him up.
Sure. When the police question you, stick to that. See ya.
Clerk just left the room.
Kalinda's on.
Good. We'll sit tight.
Nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
I saw him at UCLA in 97. He played like a demon.
Sorry, but it looks like I won't go for
him. So did he do it?
Do what?
Whatever they're charging him with.
He's a black Muslim alderman in the city's poorest ward. He was wiretapped saying, I don't know what. My guess is it doesn't matter if he did it. Music's off and he's the one without a chair. You're not interested in any of this.
I'm sorry, were you talking? I have a surprise for you tomorrow at work.
That sounds dirty. What is it?
Let me explain this whole idea of a surprise. If you fall in love with me, I'm out of here.
I know.
I'm just warning you.
Will, call waiting.
The problem isn't corruption. The problem is terrorism.
What?
They say he took extremist money. 30 years to life.
I need you to take this.
Well, I heard it's just federal overreach.
I know. But they may have stumbled onto something they can win. Anti-Muslim bias.
Wiretaps, they're hard. Juries love them.
I know. That's why I need you to take this. Get it kicked in pre-trial motions. He will lose in front of a jury.
And if I advise him to cop a plea?
It's your call.
Okay, very simply. The government was embarrassed by the Blagojevich fiasco and they're gunning for any Chicago politician they can find. Will has nothing to do with this. He has asked me to lead because his friendship with Wade is a hindrance. So here's our plan. Get the terrorism charge booted. We do that, we get a 30-year sentence down to 6 months and change. Two fronts. The money.
I'm going through Rice Cromie's finances. He bundled for a lot of candidates. I'm trying to trace the cash.
Good. Take Blake. And the second front, the wiretaps.
Already worked out discovery with the feds. Usual rules. We go to them, work in their house.
How many hours of tapes?
135.
How many people do you need?
Michael, Howard, Alan, Alicia. Should take a week.
Good. There's something in those tapes the government believes makes their terrorism case. Is it an inaudible utterance? Is it guesswork? Find it, neutralize it. When do you go?
As soon as this meeting is over.
Good, it's over.
No pens, no papers, no cells. The tapes won't be marked, the calls won't be labeled. It make our jobs hard because we are out to destroy them. You brought jackets. Good. The feds keep the room temperatures freezing. It's petty harassment, but don't complain. Don't bitch, just work harder. Don't say anything to anyone but me. Don't forget, if you find anything, knock on my door.
For a friend, when we both agree. I got a meeting with Florida in 10, so what do you need?
Friends. The only thing worse than having a fake profile is having nobody visit it.
We just need to update it. He needs to comment more on his dad's race.
No. He needs to comment more on his opponent's race. What? We have Glenn Childs Jr. say something racist about his dad's African-American opponent. It wouldn't be us saying it, it'd be him.
Yeah, but it'll be us having him say it. And besides, it'll just make Wendy look sympathetic.
So what then? We need something viral.
Oh, my God. Dad. Dad, look. It's a double rainbow. Dad, get out of your sleeping bag. Tell me, Dad, what does it mean?
It means the city is safe. So why do you need the blinds closed again?
For your surprise.
It's not my birthday.
You see the puppy?
I do.
The puppy's smiling.
I can see. No. Where?
50-yard line.
How?
Magic.
I gotta admit, this is really turning me on.
I knew it would.
How much time do we have?
20 minutes. Sorry, Well, it's okay. Something on the wiretaps.
What is it?
Someone who's on them. Eli Gold.
Well, I guess that would make sense. Wade would be phoning a political operative like Eli.
Well, that's what I thought at first, too. But the wiretaps are on Eli's phone.
You think the feds are going after him?
6 degrees of wiretap. The feds go from Crombie to Wade, Wade to Eli, then Eli to...
Thank you, Alicia. Eli is a tough client, but I think you can't say anything to him. I know it'll be difficult, but you're covered by the same confidentiality.
Do you want off the wiretap detail?
No. Unless you want me off?
No. You're doing a good job.
So anything on the terrorism charge?
Well, now we know why the grand jury indicted. Wade comes right out and says it. Here's the $50,000 political payoff from Islamic extremists.
He actually says Islamic extremists. Wade says he was joking.
Yes, but it doesn't sound good.
All right. Stay on it. Thank you, Alicia.
Your client killed a man in Chicago at least today. That's legal. I'm not going to cut any corners with you, so get it to me by 5.
You sound tough.
Yeah, I'm in a bad mood. What do you mean?
Crombie's suicide. I need his movements last week.
Oh, yeah? The bundler? Shouldn't you be in federal court?
I thought Cook County probably did its own investigation.
Come with me.
No, you can just send it over.
Clinda, come with me.
Okay. Wow, you really are in a bad mood. What's up?
Dr. Randall Booth. Do you know who that is?
I do.
Thank you for not lying to me.
Well, thank you for having so much faith in me.
He was beaten within an inch of his life after surprising a burglar ransacking his office. Strangely enough, your firm won a case the next day that benefited from that assault.
You're making an accusation?
No. I saw the assault report, and your fingerprints were found at the scene.
What?
Now, I told the investigators what I thought. I thought you probably went to the doctor's office earlier in the day to question him, and that's how your fingerprints ended up there. And the police, they wanted to question you. I told them this sort of assault was unlike you and suggested they look elsewhere.
Thanks.
But if I were you, Clinda, I would try and figure out how my fingerprints ended up at the scene.
What did the assailant use?
To beat the doctor?
Yeah.
It never recovered, but the police think it was a baseball bat.
In Ward 53, I could get a serial killer elected in Ward 53. Okay, I gotta go. I'll help if I can, but my hands are full with fluoride.
4:13:10, 11:16 a.m.
Is it Gold?
Yeah, Dad, it's me.
Yeah, your mom said you come.
Did she tell you?
She told me a strange story about you wanting to move to Israel and living on a kibbutz.
It's not strange, Dad. I'm 18. I want to go.
Yeah, well, of course you want to go. I bet you're...
2518 minimization. 1117 a.m. 30-second break. Tap resumed.
Hey, Alderman Wade. Hoping you could help us with that new Seahawk center down on East.
This is Gwen Ackman from the Central City No-Kill Shelter.
What are you doing? Time to schedule an appointment to come talk to the high school.
No, no, don't tell Peter.
Why not? It's a detail. He hates details. I'll ask Alicia.
What's up with you, Eli? Everything you do, you shoot past the candidate's wife.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
Okay, I do. She's smart. She's not like, what was that one in 2008?
Oh, my God. Jenny. Yeah. Does she know everything you're up to?
Alicia? No.
You gonna tell her?
I don't know. She's burdened with a, what do you call that thing? A conscience.
Oh, yeah, that.
Yeah, that.
What's up, Martin? I'm kind of busy.
What did we say? What the hell did we say?
This is about the debates? No, Glenn Childs cannot stand on a soapbox.
You know what this is about.
You're right, but remind me.
We said hands off families. Florek has two kids. My client has two kids. They were off limits.
They are off limits.
Then what am I looking at?
Tell me, I need guidance.
A fake web profile, a double rainbow video
of someone faking Glenn Jr.'s voice.
Sounds sweet.
It has Childs and his son in the same sleeping bag together.
Google double rainbow and Glenn Childs Jr. Doesn't sound like us, Martin. Have you checked out Wendy?
Oh, come on, Eli. That only works so many times. You know, we have stuff we can use, too. Stuff on Zach and Grace.
That's right. Oh, I know their names.
Oh, my God, it's so beautiful.
Don't do anything you'd regret, Martin.
Or what? My only regret is thinking you'd stick to your word. You want to make this about families? This is now about families.
I don't know, Eli. It's not us.
Let me comfort your son.
Hey, Alderman. Got a moment?
Yeah, why wouldn't I? It's only 5 a.m.
Oh, I'm sorry, did I wake you?
How much, Royce?
30,000.
So we talking Islamic extremists here?
It was a joke. They were laughing. I got the original. 4:23:10, 5:33 a.m. That's my call waiting. Good. I'll see you in court. Hello?
Hey, Alicia, we've got a bit of a problem.
Mr. Gold, Eli, how are you?
Good. Why?
No reason.
Okay, so I got a call from the Childs campaign about something on the internet that we did not approve. Alicia.
Eli, why don't we do this in person?
It'll only take a second.
You know what? We can do it after court. We'll do it in person.
What's going on?
We'll talk later.
All right. The Honorable Judge Lester presiding.
And we have pretrial motions on People versus Alderman Matthew Wade. Is that correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
Oh, hell.
Ms. Lockhart, do you have a motion?
One moment, Your Honor.
Just keep saying in my opinion before everything.
Keep what?
I've argued in front of this judge before. Just do it.
Ms. Lockhart?
Yes, Your Honor. We believe the government has padded its charge against my client with a ridiculous terrorism count, in my opinion. And we ask for summary dismissal of this charge.
The government has ample reason to charge Mr. Wade, Your Honor. In its submitted wiretaps, he had mentioned on several occasions receiving money from Muslim extremists.
In your opinion?
Excuse me, Your Honor?
In your opinion, you have ample reason.
Yes, in my opinion.
The unfortunate thing is, Your Honor, the government has attempted to bury the fact that this was merely a joke, in my opinion.
A joke taken deathly seriously by their client.
I'm sorry, was that in your opinion?
Miss Bashy, was it?
Yes, Your Honor. In my opinion.
The only problem is that in an earlier taped conversation between Mr. Wade and Royce Crombie, the two men discussed Mr. Wade's faith and joked that the only people who would contribute money to him were Islamic extremists. This then became their running gag.
A running gag unaccompanied by laughter, Your Honor.
Yes, it tends to happen in human conversation. You will find at these moments in the wiretaps, Mr. Waite and Crombie joked with laughter about Muslim extremists. In my opinion.
It does seem a little odd, Miss Bashi, that someone who was an actual Muslim extremist would refer to associates as Muslim extremists. Do you have anything else? Miss Bashi, anything?
Your Honor, immediately after Mr. Waite received $50,000 from an Islamic extremist contributor, he vetoed the city council's decision and insisted that the Al-Murad Mosque be built.
Oh, come on.
This he did over the objections of his community and the advice of his campaign manager, in my opinion.
This is a moving target of an indictment, Your Honor. In my opinion, it should be rejected.
The evidence is quite clear, in my opinion.
Then supply it to the defense for review, and I will hear arguments on this charge in 4 days' time.
They're going to get me no matter what.
Alderman Waite did, in fact, maneuver the city council to approve the Al-Murad Mosque on 86.
And he explained why.
He did. It was a blighted neighborhood, and the building that was raised was a squatter's meth house.
It's also true that the neighborhood has revived since, so one could argue that Waite made the right decision.
But?
He received a payment from Crombie, a $50,000 contribution, a day before he reversed himself on the mosque.
It's a bad fact.
Yep. Everything good?
Well, there's, something odd. The bundler, Crombie, at the time of this $50,000 contribution, he made 6 visits in 1 week to the same gas station in Garfield Park.
Okay, I don't understand.
This gas station is 10 miles away from him.
You think it was a meeting place for one of these Islamic contributors?
Or a non-Islamic one?
I will find out.
It was still on the wiretaps, halfway through.
Good, then let's go.
Is everything all right? Yeah, I'll be soon. So what'd you do with my bat?
I took it. Because I didn't want you to destroy my next rental car.
Right. So where is it?
You know what I want, Glenda? A truce. Because I really think that we got off on the wrong foot.
This won't end well.
Well, that's intimidating.
15 boxes we've been through haven't yielded anything bulletproof. So we need to focus on repeated patterns of conversation.
Eli. How are you?
Me? Good. Why? What's wrong?
Nothing. I was just asking.
There's a tape online which we had nothing to do with, making fun of Glenn Child's son. And I just had an angry call from the Child's campaign that they plan to return the favor.
Return? What do you mean?
I don't know, but I wanted to prepare you. Hold on. Hello? Yeah. Well, stop him. What do you want me to do?
Tough campaign.
We get the Pastor Isaiah endorsement right at the moment when it means nothing because he loses his church. So, yeah, I guess.
You're doing everything by the book, aren't you?
Hello?
Lamont Bishop owns this place, right? Yeah, I recognize you from his crew. I did some work for Mr. Bishop last year. Yeah, I know he's legit now. No more drugs.
Here's your change.
So, if Mr. Bishop happens to come in here, you tell him that Glenda dropped by, wanted to talk to him about Alderman Wade.
He's not the owner, lady.
Just across the street. Parked right there.
I don't think you're hearing me. He's not the owner.
You have a nice day.
Stop it.
Still mad at me?
Just study. See? This is called studying.
Well, I'm bored.
Well, you need to work on that, don't you?
How much would it cost?
$10.
My mom would kill me.
Not if it was just one sweet little stud. Right there.
You think what you did is funny?
What are you talking about? What did I do?
The fake page you made about me.
What fake page?
I know you did it, you bitch. I recognize the picture.
What picture? What are you talking about?
The one from Drama Camp.
What?
Who do you think you are?
Hey, she said she didn't do it.
Oh, I get it. The floor.
Oh, no, it's okay. Glenn, stop it. Don't worry, you're still beautiful.
He's such a jerk.
Wow, you were very brave.
No.
Thanks for sticking up for me.
I gotta go.
See him.
Mr. Bishop.
Oh, yeah. Now I know you.
Kalinda Sherman.
Yeah. What's your firm? I thought you guys went bankrupt.
Not yet, but we are working on it.
You're working on it. So, what are we after here?
Actually, I work for Alderman Wade. It would be really helpful if we could prove that the donations you received came from someone other than Islamic extremists.
Well, I'm no Islamic extremist, lady.
No, I didn't think that you were, sir. It's just that the day after Wade accepted the $50,000 donation, he made a 180-degree turn on building a mosque. We just need to show that the money's irrelevant, that's all.
Well, I wish I could help you, but I like to donate anonymously. You know, like Jesus said, do good deeds in private so only your heavenly Father will reward you.
Sure, but it could keep you anonymous.
No. Thank you, though. This is what I need. I need you to stop asking questions about my business.
My apologies.
Good luck with Wade. I hated the Pistons, but I always liked him.
Every year, Cook County police map out gang territories according to crime statistics arrests and gang tags. This is a copy of last year's map. This territory here, according to police, belongs to Lamorne Bishop.
Our old friend Bishop.
He seems to be doing quite well. And who's this here?
This is Coble 60, a competing gang. They ran a meth house from the squatter's building here. That's the building that was torn down, and the Al Murad Mosque was built in its place.
Oh, my gosh.
This is a copy of this year's map. Lamont Bishop occupies it all. Alderman Wade wasn't being paid off by Islamic extremists. The mosque was irrelevant. He was being paid off by Lamont Bishop to get rid of his competition's face.
What a defense. Wade wasn't working for terrorists. He was working for a drug lord.
You took the money. We found out you took the $50,000 from a drug dealer.
From a businessman.
Come on. Lamont Bishop's as much a businessman as I'm a point guard. You helped him control territory.
When did the rules get tougher for black politicians? Of course I took a campaign contribution. Of course I treated that contributor like a friend.
Oh my God, you're like a little kid gets his hand stuck in a cookie jar, starts yelling about racial bias.
I'm like a little kid who had to wait in line for the white kids to get their hands out of the cookie jar.
We're talking a plea bargain now. We can get them down to 5 years.
No.
Wait, our only defense is that you're just as corrupt as any other politician in this damn town.
Then argue it!
You have no options. We got two wars in this country, terrorism and drugs. You just went from one enemy camp to the other.
I'm not taking a plea. Now, you gonna suit up?
Oh, hello, Mrs. Florek.
Yes?
I'm Becca. I'm visiting Zach.
Zach, I think, is still at school.
Oh, wait. Oh, that's him. He asked if I could wait. He'll be right up. Well, may I?
Certainly.
I guess he had to take Nisa home first. She's his girlfriend.
So, you're not?
Zach's girlfriend? No. We're just study partners. I don't have time for boyfriends. My dad says get into a good college first, and then we can talk about boys. So you haven't met Nisa?
No.
Zach is a real sweetie to make her feel at home. Her family's from Somalia, and I know how out of place someone like that can feel here.
No, he wants to go forward.
With what?
With whatever we got. He considers this a racial prosecution.
It is a racial prosecution, but it's a racial prosecution. We're going to lose.
We still have the wiretaps. There's a lot of people on them. Campaign operatives, politicians who seem pretty savvy about the cash.
Show the hypocrisy of the prosecution by naming the white participants who are not being tagged.
One of them is our client.
Who?
Eli Gold.
Well, it wouldn't be Chicago if there weren't a conflict of interest.
Okay, so let's finish the taps, collect the names of all the operatives and politicians on them, get our ducks in a row, see what kind of brief we can argue from it.
How long have you known Eli was on the wiretap?
2 days.
We don't share information anymore?
You have the mayor phoning me back.
Of course, Alderman. I understand how important this is. Of course, you understand that the mayor...
Can you listen to this?
Inside, but I promise you.
Hey, no one else works on Sunday.
Yeah, what's up with you, Matthew? I heard you're running into a little trouble.
Well, it's nothing I can't handle. Just wondering if you missed Chicago.
The restaurant? So I heard the machine's falling apart. At least that's what I read.
Yeah. Guys all flee to the White House and we're left holding the bag.
Oh, come on, Wade.
Listen.
Do you want me to tell Obama that?
Ruth Yamaguchi. The actual Ruth Yamaguchi? No, I'll get the briefs together. You finish the tapes.
Good news?
The best. I've asked you here, Eli. because I'm starting a new firm with David Lee. And I want your business to come with me.
This move doesn't seem like you. It's more like...
Will. I know. I discovered Will and Derek Bond were thinking of pushing me out. So, this is me being proactive.
Is this happening when?
Soon. In a few weeks, which takes me to the second thing that I have to ask of you. I need you to keep this confidential until we're ready to make our move.
Where is Mrs. Thorpe going?
I don't know. My guess is she might stay with Will. But I'd like her to come with me.
Thank you, Diane, for this confidence, but I can't commit to a move. I have to see where the chips fall first.
I understand. You're being wiretapped. You'll need a good lawyer.
5:22:10, 8:33 p.m.
Alderman Wade.
Alderman Wade, listen to you.
Hey, Will, I thought it was you, man. It was a joke.
I don't think it was a joke. I think you've turned into Alderman Wade, savior of the 53rd Ward.
Yep, no time for the little people. So, did you talk to her?
I did.
And?
Choked.
No, you're kidding. What'd she say?
Nothing. She didn't say anything.
She blew you off?
She didn't even phone me back. I asked her to phone me back.
Wait a minute. You didn't talk to her in person?
She said her husband's press conference. What was I going to do?
Oh, come on. Grow a pair, dude.
I did. I even phoned her twice. Once I said, let's move on. Then I phoned back to...
25:18 minimization. 30-second break. Tap resumed.
I guess I thought it was obvious. You spill your heart in person. You don't do it in a voicemail.
I don't know.
Right. That's why I'm telling you. Now listen to me. Go to her now. And you're going to say the same thing in person.
No. I'm done. I'm over it. And that's good. It's like something lifted. If I weren't her boss and she weren't married, and we'd be having a different conversation. But she's right not to phone. And I'm good with it.
Your Honor, in my opinion...
No, in my
opinion,
we presented sufficient evidence.
Miss Lockhart, I am seeing no reason to dismiss these charges. The motion is denied. We will continue to trial. Now, is there anything else?
Yes. Just one more thing, Your Honor. Your Honor, we ask that subpoenas be ordered for a person caught speaking on the government wiretaps.
I'm not allowing a fishing expedition here, Counselor.
I understand that, Your Honor. In our opinion, there is only one person we need in order to offer context to the charge that Alderman Wade was bought by Islamic extremists.
And who is that?
Ruth Yamaguchi.
This witness is on the government tapes.
She is, Your Honor, discussing Alderman Wade's relationship with Muslims.
Your Honor, just to be clear, Ruth Yamaguchi is... She works at the White House.
And?
Her connection to this case is tangential at best.
In your opinion?
Yeah, of course.
Your Honor, we understand that Ms. Yamaguchi works for President Obama. And there may be some reluctance to hear President Barack Obama's name mentioned in the same sentence as Muslim and terrorist. But in my opinion, that should have no impact on the path to justice.
I would agree. Subpoena's so ordered. Is there anything else? Miss Vashi.
Your Honor, we will need a 5-minute recess.
Brad Pitt has an earring.
We're studying, Grandma.
I know.
She doesn't like me.
Tell her you have a 4.2 GPA and she will.
No. My guess is she still wouldn't like me. Miss Becca. That's your sister?
My dad already said he'd beat it. He'll beat it again if he has to, just like everyone else.
You gotta beat it.
When did she do this?
She slept with one hooker, okay? One hooker. Just one hooker.
You look a lot of hits.
One hooker. What don't you understand? One hooker. One hooker.
Beat it.
One hooker.
I got to phone my dad.
What don't you understand?
Good job. The government freaked out about the Ruth Yamaguchi subpoena. They're dropping the case against Wade. Come on, Floor, give it up. Good job. Yeah.
I need to ask you a question.
Sure.
I hate your towels. Oh, hey. What's up?